Hey everybody, this is going to be a demo of, well, I'm not sure how you pronounce the name of this game, it's Alcyone, I believe. Wait, let me check.
Desktop list, Audacity, Audacity, audio with Alcyone, L.
Yeah, it's
Alcyone.
Yeah, Alcyone.
Space.
The Last City is what this game is called, and it's basically a choice-based novel with a lot of replay value. So the idea is the universe has been destroyed by this thing, some kind of worst called Nihility. I'm not sure how you pronounce it. That's how the text-to-speech I'm using reads it. But basically, the only thing left is a city of people, and they have to survive. And they have, even though the rest of the universe is presumably gone. So this has been, well, I've known about it since 2017. I was a Kickstarter backer, and it finally came out around the beginning of April this year, so of 2025. And it's complete. The game has accessibility, obviously. Because if it didn't, I wouldn't be playing it. It uses the default text-to-speech engine on your system. So I believe in Windows, of course, that's Microsoft's SAPI. Mac OS, I forget what they call their thing on Mac OS for the text-to-speech engine. And on Linux, it's, of course, called Speech Dispatcher. It's also available for iOS and Android, although I believe the accessibility on those platforms isn't implemented yet, so don't play it on those platforms yet, from what I've been told. Also, if you want Android support, you have to sideload the APK manually, because apparently the developer, I think he's from Australia, and apparently he's having problems with Google, so he doesn't want to put it on the Play Store. So you'll have to buy the version on itch.io and sideload the APK files. But like I said, right now, it's not really blind-friendly, so I wouldn't worry about that just yet. But I think that is being worked on. So, because I'm a backer, I have access to both versions. The version on Steam, which is what I'm going to play right now. But there is a DRM-free copy on itch.io. Of course, the good thing about Steam is it automatically keeps the game up to date, whereas if you download from itch, you have to manually check the page. But I have both copies and the soundtrack as well. This game does have some music. It's okay music. But let's go ahead and jump into this. I'm going to demo Chapter 1. There are six chapters to the story, because I just played this over the span of a few days. But,
Launching. Document. Alcyone. Alcyone.
Okay, it's going to load. It's going to take a while. So we just need to be patient while it loads. This is pretty graphics intensive, I believe, so I don't know how it would handle on a
button
on a system with integrated graphics. I have a dedicated GPU in this computer. It's an RTX 3060 with 12 gigs of graphics RAM. Anyway, here we are in the menu, and the way you navigate some of these screens is a little strange. It's not as straightforward as you might think. Up, down, left, and right are used sometimes at random, so you may have to experiment. So if I go down arrow,
load game button.
Now if I go up,
new game, but quit.
So if you just go up and down, you're not going to see all the different choices. If I right arrow,
latest news, April 11th, 2025-74.110, quit.
That's the news section, so if you let it read, it will read the change log to you. So yeah, the last update as of this recording is April 11th.
Latest news, April 11th, 2025, that release notes scroll bar.
Release notes scroll bar, if you right arrow.
Latest news, release notes scroll bar.
Yeah, this is a little...
Latest news, April 11th, options, button, credits, button.
Yeah, okay, then you have options and credits. So yeah, you have to explore. It's kind of a grid. It's a little strange.
Options, quit, new game, load game, credits, options, options menu.
And I may actually turn the music down a little more because it is getting louder. Well, actually, that's the end of the track, and it's going to loop. So here in the options, this is a straightforward list that does not have a grid pattern, so you can just go up and down.
Save slash load game.
Right, if I go in here.
Saved games menu. Autosave slot. Sunday, April 13th, 2025, 16:17 p.m. Unbound.
If I left arrow,
load from autosave slot.
That's how you actually load from a slot.
Saved games menu. Autosave slot.
I'm going to hit Sunday, backspace.
Options. Button. Credits. Options.
Which
button.
Takes you back out.
Options menu. Save slash help and info.
Help and info. This gives you a bunch of help. I'm not going to read through all of this, but I will show you the global list of keystrokes. So,
glossary.
Well, yeah, in just a second here. This is the glossary. It describes a lot of the terms that you'll find during the story itself. So you might want to read through here, but it's pretty long, so I'm not going to do it.
Keyboard settings.
Keyboard settings.
Controller mapping. Image of the default in-game controller mapping. Left trigger will toggle the H key, which shows the hub's list. Right trigger will toggle the I key, which shows the inventory. Left shoulder toggles the M key, which shows or hides the trays. Right shoulder toggles the O key, which shows objectives. The select button toggles the escape key, which shows the options menu. The X button toggles the AA key for autoplay. The Y button toggles the T key for turning accessibility on or off. The B button toggles the backspace key to go back or cancel. The A button toggles the enter key to confirm. The directional buttons go up slash down slash left slash right. Controls must be remapped through the Steam input configuration, and the keyboard bindings must be changed to match. Tap or click anywhere to control options.
Yeah, okay, so actually you just heard all the key commands, and I'll go through them during gameplay. But yes, you can play this with a controller. I haven't tried that. I think you have to change them in Steam. Presumably, if you have the standalone version, which I'm probably going to grab, it might be a little more accessible.
Options.
Go
options.
Back in here.
Save. Help and glossary. Keyboard settings. Controller mapping. Keyboard slash controller navigation equals on.
There are some accessibility settings that you'll want to turn on. T will toggle those. I believe it toggles text-to-speech and keyboard navigation, which obviously you want those on if you're playing this with the keyboard like I am.
Scroll sensitivity, 25.
I think that's visual.
Graphics.
Graphics.
Display.
Display.
Audio.
Audio, if we go in here.
Audio settings. Sound volume, 100%. Music volume, 20%.
I'm going to leave the music at 20%. To adjust any of these sliders, you hit the left and right keys.
Music volume, 30%.
So you can go all the way up if you want
music
to.
Music volume, 100%.
That's way too loud.
Music volume, 50%. Music volume, 40%. Music volume, 20%. Speech, TTS, volume, 100%.
Yeah, these speech is all the way up. The voice I'm using can be a bit quiet, so just be aware of that.
Speech, TTS, speed, 120%.
There's a speed slider. I have it kind of set relatively fast. Now, when this first came out,
speech, TTS, speed, 100%.
It was set like this, and you couldn't change it. It was horrendously slow.
Speech, TTS, volume, 100%.
You know what? I think I'm going to turn this music down a little bit.
Music volume, 10%.
There we go.
Speech, TTS, speed, 100%.
So I found this too slow. Actually, you can go really slow if I go left.
Speech, TTS, speed, 50%.
That's really slow, so if you need to go really, really slow, you can do that. I don't recommend it. And 150 is the highest.
TTS, speed, 150%.
Which is actually not as fast as you might think.
Speech, TTS, volume, speech, TTS, speed, 150%.
But it's a lot better than 100, which is too slow. I'm going to drop it down to about 120.
Speech, TTS, speed, 120%.
Just because I'm trying to demo this, and I try not to have really fast text-to-speech going for people that may not be able to comprehend it. I'm going to hit backspace.
Options.
Button. Which takes you all the way back. I wish it would take you back one level. I should probably actually suggest that.
Options menu. Save. Help. Keep. Scroll. Graph display. Audio. Speech. TTS. Equals on. Speech voice.
Below the settings for audio, you can change, you can toggle the text-to-speech, change the voice.
Autoplay delay equals 3 seconds.
This is the autoplay delay. If you press enter, it will increase it, I think.
Console and debug logging.
That's logging. That's for development purposes, I think. And those are all the options. If I go back up here.
Autoplay delay equals 3 seconds.
So autoplay basically will scroll the storyline without you having to press enter. But if you want to do that, you, of course, can. If I hit enter here.
Autoplay delay equals 4 seconds. Autoplay delay equals 5 seconds. Autoplay delay equals 3 seconds. Autoplay delay equals 4 seconds.
Yeah, so you can go 3, 4, or 5 seconds.
Autoplay delay equals 5 seconds. Autoplay delay equals 3 seconds.
I'm going to set this to 3.
Options. Quit. New game.
And we will begin playing here. Now, the cool thing about the autoplay feature is I believe it waits for the text-to-speech to stop speaking before that timer begins, so you shouldn't miss content if it's reading a bit slower. So I'm going to start the game now, and we'll play through Chapter 1, and you'll see what this experience is like. And like I said, it is quite extensive. The choices you make will determine how the game goes. So this will be, for me, playthrough number 2, and I'm going to try to make some different choices here. But what you'll find is that some choices will get locked out, and some pathways will get locked out or will become available depending on your choices. So let's go ahead.
Welcome to the city. Click or tap here to continue.
Now, if I press A.
This panel is the story tray, where the primary narrative will be shown to you. Click or tap here to continue.
Or actually, I think it's doing it by itself.
You can also click or tap anywhere within the story tray to advance the passage. Click or tap to continue.
So I'm just going to let it read here.
Your input through the story tray or map will always be required to progress. If you're unsure of what to do next, look for the nearest interactive element or open the hub's list.
Okay, actually,
autoplay disabled.
I'm going to scroll it myself because I can go a bit quicker than this does.
You're about to experience a story about choice. You will have to make difficult ones, and you're encouraged to live with those decisions. The game will autosave periodically. You can also do so manually. However, it's recommended you avoid reloading if negative inconveniences happen.
Yes, this is true. So if bad things happen, you should try not to reload, because that's part of the story.
In subsequent playthroughs, you'll be able to restart, try other routes, and make different decisions. There is no true failure in the city, only experience. The triangle indicator at the bottom of the story tray will bounce if there's additional text or dialogues off-screen, and vanish at the end of a passage.
Yeah, okay, that's visual.
Further gameplay instructions can be found under the Help button in the main menu, accessible via the Escape key by default or clicking, tapping on the gear icon beside the story tray.
Yeah, so of course I'm not going to show you the graphics, so you get to experience it the same way I do. Isn't that fun? But of course, those of you that know this channel know that's how I've operated forever.
Begin. Your existence starts here.
All right, so let's hit begin. Oh, so the thing actually that I wanted to talk about is when you get these choices, you can't click on the choices themselves. You have to down arrow.
Choose.
To the option that says choose. If I down arrow again.
Toggle autoplay.
That's the control to toggle the autoplay feature. And that's it.
Choose. Begin.
If you up arrow,
further gameplay instruction, the triangle in subsequent playthrough, the game will autosave.
You can read
in the first choose toggle choose.
You can read the prior messages that have appeared. So if you miss something, you can go back and read them before you make new choices, which will clear the screen. So let me hit choose.
Toggle chapter one.
All right. The music fades out.
Toggle auto chapter one.
And I have to press enter here.
The last city. Can you recalibrate my sensors? I'm getting bizarre readings. Every star past 30,000 light years has just vanished. Wait, now it's 15,000. Excerpt from log file number 238,135. Pre-event collapse. Continue. Select a hub below to move locations.
So this is the hub. I think there's like a map of the city, and depending on where you are in the story, you can choose different places to move to. H will bring that up, but I believe for the benefit of people using accessibility, this screen pops up.
New storyline available. Epsilon. Rebirthing facility.
So if I down arrow here, we go to this new storyline at the rebirthing facility, which, yes, they've figured out how to, like, clone bodies, and they can, like, revive people. It's kind of weird. So I'm going to press enter.
Can toggle auto waking up.
And I'll press enter. And you can hear the music. It's very quiet in the background. I could turn it up again.
Your senses come to you in fragments. Nearby is the sound of a heart monitor. Why do you know that word? Chirping in regular intervals at the same rhythm as the organ inside your rib cage. Underneath your fingertips is the touch of something cold, sterile, and plastic. Your skin prickles to goose flesh as you notice how chilly the air is. On top of everything else, the scent of medicine is nigh suffocating as you inhale the ozone surrounding your form. Oddly, sight is the one sensation you're still lacking. Everything is black, despite the certainty that your muscles are trying to open and close your eyelids. As if summoned by that effort, a point of light appears at the horizon of your vision. It expands, like a big bang of sentience, bathing you in aseptic energy. The sparkles condense, spin, and reform into a grid of icons. An interface of blue translucence hovers, waiting, in front of your spatial sense of self. Speak array, good morning, patient. Your vitals inform me that you've regained consciousness. Welcome.
Now, you'll notice this, throughout the dialogue, it'll say speaker A, B, C. I'm not sure why it does that. I think that's the way the story was written. It's a little confusing sometimes. But those are just different characters talking, basically. In this case, this is some kind of voice or something that's talking to you as your character is being born.
The speaker's neutral voice resonates from somewhere inside of your head, though you can't tell if their intonation is bored or merely polite. Speaker A, after a routine stasis period to balance city population levels, you've been cloned by the rebirthing facility and are awaiting discharge back to the living. Speaker A, I'm registering elevated stress levels. These will abate as your memories are downloaded and linked to your new neural pathways during this conversation. Speaker A, I will now begin a brief mental diagnostics to confirm that what you think your identity is actually aligns with our established records. The strange words come fast and with little context, but you begin to grasp their meaning. It's simple, you weren't alive before, and now you are. But who are you? You've received an objective. In the future, these can be reviewed via the objective screen.
And you can press O to get there, which I'll show you right now.
Current objectives.
Yeah, so another down arrow.
Continue with your rebirth. Continue the rebirthing process.
If you right arrow.
Current completed objectives.
Oh, you have to right arrow from the top by the headers, so this is completed.
Continue with your rebirth. Current completed objectives.
And if I press enter, it's empty.
None completed yet.
Yeah, so if you press enter on the headers.
Current objectives.
Either current right here, or if I go back to the left arrow.
Completed objectives.
Or right arrow. So you press enter on the one you want, and you can down arrow, and it will show you either current objectives or ones that have been completed, which I don't have any complete ones yet. I'm going to hit backspace.
You have received an objective. In the future, these keep listening, slow and steady. Being born is an involved process. Choose.
This is a choice thing, so you have to hit choose.
Toggle choose.
So basically, if you hit enter on something that looks like a choice and it doesn't do anything.
Keep listening, slow and steady.
This.
Being born is an involved process.
Down arrow to the choose option and press enter.
Choose. Toggle auto. Simple questions. Speaker A, let's begin with easy details. Do you remember what your gender is? Toggle auto. Speak. The question seems straightforward enough. You think on it for a moment. This will begin character creation. Make your choices carefully. If you change your mind, you'll have to restart.
Right.
Androgyne, the city's this will the question right. Speaker A. This will be Androgyne, the city's second legal reformation officially ratified a third legal gender to recognize and protect those who shift between the traditional binary.
Yeah, no thanks.
Choose. Woman, the city's charter enshrines no discrimination based upon individual identity. Gender is a personal affair. Choose. Man, one of four legally recognized genders in the city. Choose. None. For those without a gender, the city's charter provides the fourth legally recognized standard of representation. Choose. Toggle. None. Choose. Man, one of four. Choose.
I'm gonna do man.
Toggle auto. Personal identity. Speaker A. Very good. We'll move on. You can almost feel the voice nodding.
Let's see what time we got here.
9:48 and 13 seconds a.m.
Okay, 9:48. Okay, we're good.
When an icon appears beside a narrative bubble, it means a prior choice or attribute has revealed additional text. This can unlock new story content or information as you progress. Smaller icons appearing beside a choice denote what attribute has unlocked the option, or must be unlocked in order for you to choose it. Pay attention to both while you play, as your choices will open different options, routes, and strategies throughout the narrative. Your gender attribute has been set to man.
Very good.
Keep listening. On to the next question.
So I'm just pressing enter, and it is scrolling the text.
Choose.
Okay, we have to choose. Choose.
Toggle auto. Your background. Speaker A, do you remember who you were before your death? The voice asks the question patiently, giving you plenty of time to respond. You ask yourself if you do. This will set your overall difficulty. The effect is subtle, as your choices will determine how challenging your story really is, but here you can pick a head start or hindrance. A denizen, one of the city's lowest tier of residents, if you don't count the castless. No one of importance, but sometimes that's the safest person to be.
Yeah, so there's different, like, castes in the city, and there's these ruling houses that, like, control things. It's very strange.
Choose a citizen, whether a child of a minor house or a patriarch in a major one. Citizens are nigh untouchable, except to each other. Their machinations impact the entire city. This is the slightly easier option. Choose a free person before your death. That's not right. You never died. You came from a random arrangement of reappropriated DNA, created solely to improve the city's genetic diversity. As a fully blank slate, you will have no backstory and some choices will be locked during character creation. This is the slightly harder option. Choose toggle autoplay.
So those are your different choices. Sorry, I had to scratch my ear. Okay.
Choose a free person. Choose a citizen. Whether a child. Choose a denizen. This will set
the voice. Choose
a citizen.
A citizen.
Choose. Toggle on social status.
And let's keep going here.
Speak array. Absolutely. The cost involved in your rebirth have already been paid in full. The city appreciates your support, of course. Your origin attribute has been set to citizen. Your class attribute has been set to citizen.
So on my initial playthrough, I was a denizen.
Keep listening. On to the next question.
So we'll see what this changes.
Choose. Toggle on your end. At least, the last one? Speak array. Now, tell me how you died. Should this be a sensitive subject? Toggle on. Should this will add a challenge to your backstory. You didn't. You remind the disembodied speaker. Locked choice button.
Yeah, that's locked because I think you can only choose that if you're a free person.
An accident. It happens. A stumble or looking in the wrong direction whilst crossing a golem rail track, or the light switch wiring is faulty. No one is at fault, typically. This is the easier option. Choose. A murder, robbery, or something more calculated? Were you the victim of circumstance or meticulous planning? You don't recall, but you suspect the culprit will resurface. This will add an aspect to your long-term story. Choose. A punishment. Did you commit a crime against a citizen? They tend to frown at that. No matter, the city took your last life, but rebirth is technically a blank slate. You might be remembered by people in your past life. Locked choice button. Toggle on.
Okay, that's locked. Really, the only choices I have.
Locked a punish. Choose a murder. Choose an accident. Locked choice. Choose a murder. Choose
an accident or a murder. Let's choose murder because I did accident last time.
A murder. Choose. Toggle on. How unpleasant.
So yeah, my character was apparently killed by someone.
The voice tuts. Speak array. These things sometimes happen, even despite the efforts of the peacekeepers and anti-social crimes bureau to prevent it. I'm certain the perpetrator was appropriately punished.
One would hope the perpetrator was punished, but you never know.
Your challenge attribute has been set to murder.
Okay.
Keep listening. On to the next question. Choose. Toggle on. Affairs of the soul. Speak array. Was there someone important in your past life? Various ways to interpret that question. This will give you a connection, be that relationship romantic or not. You might potentially run into this person again in your new life. No opportunity just yet, as a rebirth in more ways than usual. You haven't yet had the opportunity to figure out what sort of person you're drawn to, if any. That may change in time. Locked choice button.
Okay, that's locked.
Your heart has room for many, not one, no, but the two you spent time with were very dear to you. They'd met each other while working at the Prime's office, and then met you.
Yeah, no thanks, I'm not poly, I'm straight.
Choose. Not in the way implied. Many important people made their impact upon your past life, of course, but you wouldn't be able to pick one over the others. Choose. An artisan of the Builder Guild. She had a way of coaxing golems into operating outside of the parameters the shapers intended for them and could create structures that were near artwork. Choose. An individual of learning. They were well respected at the university and labored with empathy and grace to teach and train those students who crossed their path each semester. Choose. A self-styled poet in a place with no need for art. He was soft-spoken, genuine, and more interested in human interaction than city politics.
He once wrote you a birthday poem, or was it for an anniversary? Choose toggle auto play.
All right, we're gonna go.
Choose an artisan of the Builder Guild. She had a way of choose.
Yeah, I'll choose the straight option.
Toggle auto noted.
All right.
Speak array. I'll mark your reply on your file. Your connection attribute has been set to the artisan. Keep listening. On to the next question. Choose toggle auto wrapping up. Speak array. We are nearly at the end. All that's left is for you to figure out what you'd like to make of your next life. This will set your drive, which may potentially be satisfied during a playthrough. Wealth, enjoy the finest foods, surround yourself with the finest things, hire others to destroy your enemies, you needn't dirty your own hands. Choose revenge, find the person who was responsible for ending your last life, and reward them in kind. Choose discovery, leave the city. It's impossible, of course, and countless have tried before. Maybe you'll succeed. Choose fame, a timeless pursuit. Be known, be admired, be loved, or at least be talked about. Choose toggle auto play.
So I chose the discovery last time. Let's choose.
Choose discovery. Choose revenge. Choose wealth. This will set.
Well, she's wealth.
Wealth. Choose toggle auto extravagance.
All right.
Speak array. I'll make a note. The voice gives no indication of whether or not it approves of this objective. Your drive attribute has been set to wealth.
Excuse me, sorry.
Keep listening. Continue. Choose toggle auto graduation.
All right, here we go. So we are done with character creation.
Speak array. Excellent. Let us just recap what you have said. You've associated the following attributes to your character. Gender, man, origin, citizen, challenge, murder, connection, the artisan, drive, wealth.
Right, that's fine.
Speak array, does this all sound right to you? If so, we will move on with the discharge process. Make sure everything is in order before you continue. These choices are permanent during your playthrough, but you can start over if you wish to pick a different identity instead. Start over, reset character creation from the beginning and try again. Choose.
Yeah, so if you're not happy with the choices you've made, you can start over.
This is correct. Lock your choices in and move on. Choose. Toggle. Choose.
So I'm going to hit, this is correct.
Toggle auto. Alive at last.
Sorry.
There's a palpable clap of sound in the interface disappears, replaced by total darkness.
And here we go, folks.
Speak array, you can open your eyes. The voice you hear now is different to the one that had been with you earlier. You also realize that the sound is closer and physical and not within your mind. You open one eyelid, wincing as bright, sterile light assaults your sense of vision. Within a moment you're brave enough to open both. You lie on a cold, firm bed in the middle of a hospital room. Your borrowed memories tell you that this is the recovery area for newly awoken rebirths. Standing beside you, blank expression on its smooth, shale gray face, is one of the humanoid golems crafted for service roles. The construct is made of biometal, an invention of House Sedain, something the Shapers have kept a monopoly over ever since the city's founding.
And, I think I did talk about this, but there are different houses, like I said, that control the city and are in charge of different aspects of production and things like that, so... Again, check the glossary, and this will make more sense the longer you play, and things like that.
You've always found the servants somewhat unsettling to look at. Wait, did you? Your mind believes so, but you aren't sure why. Cables trail from jack points in its back to a bank of solemn-looking machines at the far wall of the room. They beep and blip with internal logic, processing the artificial intelligence that allows this golem to be more personable and self-aware than most. Its face creases into an uncomfortable semblance of a smile. Speak array, mind your balance when you stand. Your new muscles haven't gotten a lot of proper use yet. You've completed an objective. It can be reviewed via the objective screen. Almost ready. Your next life is about to start. Choose. Toggle. Choose.
Oh yeah, choose. Okay.
Toggle auto. Choices. Speak array, the last thing to organize is your temporary post on discharge. Speak Array, new rebirths must complete a short internship to re-familiarize their clone body with motor skills, social interactions, and city behavioral expectations. Speak Array, it won't take up much of your time, but it's required of everyone. The golem pauses for a moment. Speak Array, even citizens, I'm afraid.
It's 10 o'clock a.m.
Choosing your starting gear and stats,
sorry.
Its impact is toggle law to play.
I should have probably turned that off. You know what? Let me do that real quick.
Audacity.
Okay, sorry about that. That was my fault for not turning that off. But now you know what time it is.
Alcyone.
Let's read through that again.
Decide your internship. Toggle law to speak array. Even citizens, I'm afraid. Decide your internship. Beyond choosing your starting gear and stats, its impact is minor. This will guide this playthrough's initial focus.
Alright, okay, so that's basically what you missed due to that. Rudely loud announcement.
Intern with a builder guild. Golems alone cannot build and maintain the city. Humans handle work requiring delicate or careful manipulation. The builder guild organizes that, and more. This will largely train your body trait, the quality governing strength and physical prowess.
Yeah, so there, there are different stats in this game that will impact probability-based challenges. And, I think Kathy might be waking up. I may have to pause this. Okay.
Recording.
I'm back. Let's continue here.
Alcyone. Help organize. Choose. Intern. Decide your intern. Choose.
let's see here.
Help organize a marathon. House Sodillo is hosting an athletic competition in a few days. They're the smallest of the six ruling houses, and this event is dismissed by most citizens as a public relations effort. Everyone likes a free party. Though, this will largely train your vigor trait, the quality governing health and fortitude. Choose. Volunteer at the university library. The university maintains the last collection of physical books in the known universe. They can always use extra help with sorting and cataloging. This will largely train your mind trait, the quality governing intelligence and cunning. Choose. Work on speech writing at the Prime's office. The six ruling houses make the real decisions in the city, of course, but pretenses are still important to maintain. This will largely train your charm trait, the quality governing wit and social interactions.
Wait, did I?
Choose. Volunteer at the university library. The university maintains the last collection of physical books in the known universe. They can always use extra help with sorting and cataloging. This will largely train your mind trait, the quality governing intelligence and cunning.
Yeah, okay.
Choose. Work on speech writing. Choose.
Let's choose speech writing.
Toggle. Choose.
Which, by the way, I would not want to do in real life. That would be horrible. I would be very bored.
Toggle on. Work. Work. The golem leads you out and escorts you through the brief discharge procedure. You encounter no other humans, whether doctors, nurses, or rebirths like you, before you're led out of the hospital and into the first tower of your new life. The rebirthing facility resides in the middle of Epsilon, not tremendously far from the periphery wall dividing the citizen district from the denizen sextants. Down the golem tram line to Epsilon Gate, pops up an unbidden factoid in your head. Prompts from your newly installed memories will be with you for some time to come.
Yeah, I think there's like different quadrants or different sections of the city. I'm not totally sure how that all works, but yeah.
Far in the distance, you can see the Citadel's towering spire rising over the rest of the cityscape, and invisible further beyond that skyline is blackness, utter blackness. Nothing exists past the city's outer boundary and the protective barrier projected from the Citadel's highest point.
Excuse me.
In the collapse, the Nihility consumed everything except for this last vestige of life. City residents are long familiar with the finality of their situation. At the moment, the false sky is a shade of neutral blue and resembles what the real thing might have looked like before the reality field went up. In the city's early days, staring at the blackness of the Nihility was so traumatic that the shapers engineered an atmospheric facade to fool residents. Even so, cracks in the fiction are visible if one pays enough attention. Strange, unnatural structures appear in space beyond the city's barrier. Some of the largest objects have names, like little moons. The distant queen is the most infamous, but residents lost the habit of inspecting the sky long ago. In any event, it's time to move on. You, fortunately, needn't walk far to reach the location of your assigned job. The Prime is technically the elected leader of the city, but that position is ceremonial at best. No one really thinks anyone but the Six truly control the government. Still, those overlords delegate most of the city's general maintenance to politicians. Congress Chamber is located within the Citadel, but the Prime's office is located in Epsilon and thus accessible to a rebirth. You set off at a brisk walk, following the directions provided to you. You've received an objective. It can be reviewed via the objectives. You've unlocked a new location, Prime's office. When you unlock a new hub, or an existing one has received new storylines, its location will glow purple on the map and be specially designated in the hub's list until you visit it.
Right.
Be sure to check new and existing places as you progress through the narrative to experience storylines on the main path and beyond. Onward, time to get started. Choose. Select a hub below to move location. Epsilon, rebirthing facility. Select a hub below Epsilon,
now,
rebirthing facility.
I think this is a little bit glitched because sometimes when it brings this up, it doesn't show the proper location. So if you hit backspace.
Options.
And then hit H.
Select a hub below. New storyline available. Epsilon, the office of the Prime.
Yeah, see, now I can choose it.
Options. Public relations.
There's some sounds here. You can hear a bunch of people.
The office of the Prime is a bland structure near Epsilon Gate. Had you not been sent here directly, it might otherwise be easy to walk past and ignore. Perhaps there's some sort of symbolism at play in its austere architecture, the Six reminding the Prime who's really in control.
Maybe I should turn the music up just a smidge.
Options
so if I
menu.
Press escape,
we save
go down.
Glossary, keyboards, controller, keyboards, scroll sensitive, graphic, display, audio.
Audio
set, sound volume, music volume, 20%. Perhaps there's some sort of a further case for that reminder could be made given that the office is located not within the citizen district but a regular sextant, too.
And then you hit backspace to take you back out to the text of the story.
Or, perhaps that's just reading into things too much.
And I think you can turn the music off completely if you don't like it. But I'm going to keep it on.
In any event, you walk up to the entrance and push the door open. A bored security guard asks for your facility papers and waves you through. You meet an equally bored secretary who confirms your name and then hustles you through a maze of quiet hallways. Rooms of inscrutable purpose pass you by. After a long walk, you're brought into another room and the secretary gestures for you to take a seat at an empty desk. Speaker Ray, I'm Sirin. I guess you will be helping me out today.
You're who? I don't know how to spell that name and it doesn't matter.
You're about to begin your first encounter. Completing them will give you knowledge. This is the city's true currency, and having the right bits of it will open new pathways, opportunities, and secrets. The choices you'll confront in most encounters have no easy solution, but for this first one you'll face reduced, and non-fatal, risks. Do not grow complacent. You've received the following attribute, Charm Encounter, Fresh Start. Get to work, Begin Encounter, Charm Path, Eloquence Above All. Choose, Toggle Auto Play, Choose, Toggle Auto, Hub, Expressionism. The Prime's office is a bustling hub of activity at this time of day and plenty of unknown faces run back and forth across the complex. Sirin is your guide for the time being. He has several tasks requiring some extra help. With plenty of work to accomplish before your release can be authorized, it's time to get started. Different choices will open up below as you progress through the encounter. Paperwork. The Prime doesn't write his own orations, his team handles putting word to vocal cords. Sirin wants your help researching historical archives for inspiration. Choose, toggle auto play, choose, toggle auto, in the archives. For your first task, Sirin sends you to the Prime's collection of historical archives. Some of the files here are hundreds of years old, undigitized and dusty. The next city election is not far off and the current Prime is gearing up for his campaign. Sirin has asked you to help his speech writing research accordingly. Armed with a list of specific files to pull out, you dutifully start trotting up and down the long rows of shelves and cabinets. Your attention roams as you pull a document or folder out, scan its contents and confirmation, and tuck it under your armpit. As electoral propaganda goes, most of the city's political history is consistent over the centuries. You read tepid criticism about corruption, promises of a more egalitarian society, and several ancient speeches that would border on sedition if uttered today. Before long, you are nearing the end of Strand's list and have most of the files he's requested. Grabbing the last document from the cabinet, your fingers brush over an envelope that's clearly out of place. It's addressed to the current Prime, and recently. You fish the envelope out. It's already been opened and almost seems as if it was intended to be hidden here given its presence amongst older speeches. You stare at it for a moment and mull over whether or not to snoop further.
Yes, let's do so.
Read it. It could be innocent, or it could be useful. If it's addressed to the Prime, it's likely important. Find out what was hidden. This action may have consequences. Choose. Put it back. It's not your mail, and it was probably dropped here by mistake. Inform Srin and stay out of trouble. Choose. Toggle. Put it back. Read it. Choose. Toggle auto. Nosy.
That's right. I am nosy.
You slip your finger into the envelope and pull out the letter. As suspected, it's addressed to the current Prime and you read with intent interest. Our own, what you're planning on doing will not only tank your re-election but very likely jeopardize your safety. Please reconsider. Not even being Prime will protect you if you upset the houses, and you're planning on upsetting them in a spectacularly public fashion. As your friend, please, please don't do this. Before you can finish the letter, you hear a knock on the door. Srin walks into the room, initially oblivious to your red-handed surprise.
Uh-oh.
Speaker A, hey there, I was just checking to see whether or not you were finished. What is that? He walks over and snatches the letter from your hands. Speaker A, this isn't yours. Take those files to my desk and stay out of business that you're not a part of. Sufficiently chastised, you duck out of the archives as commanded. You still have numerous questions about the letter, though. You've learned a secret. The Prime is planning something. An attribute has changed. Charm Encounter, Fresh Start has become Charm Encounter, making progress. You've picked up a blight. You were caught snooping.
Oh boy.
Return to Sirin. Continue your internship before you get into further trouble. Choose Toggle Hub. Expressionism. Srin is your guide for the time being. He has several tasks requiring some extra help. Different choices will open paperwork. Locked choice. Find the letter. Choose. Return to Srin's off. Choose. Toggle auto.
Ooh, we have more choices.
Choose. Find the letter. You can make use of the document you found earlier, provided you can prise it away from Srin. That is, this action may have consequences. Choose. Return to Srin's office. Your mentor has been hard to find for much of the day. Perhaps he's back at his desk now? Choose. Find the letter. Choose. Toggle auto. Sneaky. You return to the archives when you find a free moment away from Srin's watchful attention. As before, it's empty and quiet. Although you know he has the original letter in hand, you decide to check at the filing cabinet a final time in case anything else is there. There isn't, and from the context of the other files in the cabinet, you have to assume this hiding place was chosen at random. Empty-handed, you walk out of the archive and back into the building's arterial corridor. Turning a corner, you find Srin with his back to you.
That's supposed to be corner. This speech engine has some issues.
He doesn't notice your presence and appears to be having an animated conversation with someone unknown via his communications wristlet. Speaker A, no, one of the rebirths was reading it. I've still got it. No, of course it's on me. I don't want it to be found by someone else before we're ready.
Uh-oh.
Srin lets out an exasperated sigh and turns around, briefly making eye contact with you. His expression hardens and he points to the end of the hallway. Speaker A, get back to work. You leave, but Srin's suspicious behavior is worth remembering. You've learned a secret. Srin is behaving strangely. Continue your internship. There's still more to do. Choose toggle hub. Expressionism. Toggle on. Srin is your guide for different paperwork. Locked. Find the letter. Locked choice. Return to Srin's office. Choose.
Alright, then now we can choose this choice.
Return to Srin's office. Your mentor has been hard to find for much of the day. Perhaps he's back at his desk now? Choose. Toggle auto. Treachery. Ever since you came across the Prime's letter, Srin has been avoiding you. When you return to his desk, you find a note addressed to you on it. I'll be gone for an hour. Here's a folder of documents that I need you to organize by their date. Try not to snoop around in other matters while I'm out. You look around the room, trying to cite the folder in question, but his desk is confoundingly neat and tidy. You spend the next few minutes rummaging around for what Srin was talking about, and then you find it, stashed on the side of his table against the wall. Unsure of why it might be there, was it knocked down, somehow? You begin flipping through its contents absently. You look over the papers inside, printouts of digital messages, mostly, and it takes you a few seconds to realize their significance. You recognize one of the conversation participants as the Prime, the other is someone called Bryant. Based on context, you guess that this is the same person who was warning the Prime against whatever he was planning in the other letter Srin had hidden. Clearly, Srin has been keeping track of the Prime's correspondence. The question is why he'd be doing this, and for whom?
Yes.
Make a copy of your own. You're not sure why Srin has duplicated these emails and you don't have enough time to read the whole folder. Even so, there's a potential opportunity for you. This action may have consequences. Choose. Leave this be. This is beginning to feel like a border conspiracy, and one you're safer off not getting involved in.
I think I was supposed to be broader.
Choose. Toggle auto. Choose.
Not border.
Leave that. Choose. Toggle auto. Guileful. You have scant time to accomplish what you're tempting. Without wasting a moment, you quickly leave the office with a folder and find a scanner. Feeding the letters through one at a time, your heart beats rapidly with the thought that any moment Srin might walk past and catch you in action. It almost seems as if you might have succeeded. In fact, you return to your mentor's office and return the folder to its hiding spot. Unfortunately, that's also the moment that Srin returns from whatever errand had taken him out of the building.
Uh-oh.
His eyes narrow as he sees you crouched sideways next to the gap between his desk and the wall. Speaker A, snooping around in my things again? For someone who was only just resurrected, you seem to have a death wish.
That's right.
He walks over and pushes you away with enough force to catch you off guard. He hisses under his breath and points a finger at you. Speaker A, listen to me very carefully, Rebirth. Speaker A, I have powerful friends. If you keep sticking your face in things that don't concern you, you'll find they make powerful enemies, too.
Yeah, so your character has no name. They just call you Rebirth for some reason. I mean, I guess because you are, but yeah, it's kind of weird.
Speaker A, now get out of my sight. You hurry out before you can get threatened further. You've learned a secret. Srin is stealing the Prime's emails. An attribute has changed. Charm encounter. Making progress has become charm encounter. Almost finished. You've picked up a peril. Srin caught you with his files.
Yeah, perils, I think, persist with you long-term. Blights are temporary. I'm not totally sure, but yeah.
Deal with your final task. Your internship is nearly over. Choose. Talk. Choose. Toggle auto. Pub. Expressionism. Srin is your guide for the different paper. Locked. Find the lock. Return to Srin. Lock. See if Srin needs anything else. Srin hasn't been of much use during your internship, but unfortunately his signature is required for your freedom. Track him down and finish his last task. Choose. Toggle. Choose. Toggle auto. Slippery. You've wandered around the Prime's office helping out with odd tasks and administrative responsibilities all morning. Srin has been notably absent after you discovered his activity with the Prime's personal communications.
Of course he's been absent. He's avoiding me.
Unfortunately, the workday is drawing to an end and you need Srin's signature to authorize the completion of your internship. After all, you can't begin the rest of your new life without finishing your responsibilities here, and his absence is interfering with that. You ask around the Prime's complex but, perplexingly, most of the other staff can't recall seeing Srin for a while, either. At a loss for where else to search, you return to your mentor's office a final time and discover the door already shut. Before you can touch the chime pad, the sound of animated arguing drifts past the barrier. Speaker A, don't you dare threaten me. I have done everything you have told me to. You promised me immunity. Speaker B, you haven't given us enough to actually use. I'm sorry, it's out of my hands now. The door suddenly swings open and you find yourself face to face with a tall stranger wearing a tailored, expensive-looking suit. Pinned to his lapel is a small design of a pair of hands holding a greenhouse, the crest of House Monday. As you stare, he coughs politely and moves past you.
That's not Monday, it's the speech reading it wrong. I don't know how you spell that, but that is pretty sure that's not what that is called.
Toggle on. Pinned to his, with the stranger now gone, Siren notices your presence and his face reddens into outrage.
But yeah, it is not Monday. That is not what that's called, I'm pretty sure.
Speaker A, everywhere I go, you're right behind me like some sort of nosy rodent.
You know, I was thinking it'd be useful to have a pronunciation guide in here so that you know how these different terms are pronounced. I might ask about that and see if Joshua can add that. That's the main developer of this game.
He rushes over and grabs you by the collar of your facility-issued jumpsuit. You have no time to react before he shoves you against the wall.
Oh boy, this is getting real.
Speaker A, what did you hear? Who are you really working for? Speaker C, Siren. You both turn to the outburst and find someone hurrying along the corridor. Siren lets out a groan and releases you, then leaves the other way. The stranger comes over, staring at Siren's back as he storms off around the corner. You don't know who she is, but her intervention was opportune. Speaker C, what was that about? When you don't immediately respond, she drops her voice conspiratorially. Speaker C, you can be honest with me, I've been investigating Siren for a few weeks now. I believe he's working against the Prime himself. This backs you into a corner either way. Mentioning Siren's evident collusion with House Moan could make you an enemy of both.
Yeah, see, it sounds like it's saying Moan, unless it's Mon. M-O-N.
Toggle on this back. Still, the Prime would certainly be a handy ally to have on your side.
I'm not sure.
Tell her what you know. You owe Siren no loyalty. Think of your own needs. This action may have consequences. Choose. Keep quiet. You should stay out of this nonsense. Whatever Siren is doing is his own problem to sort out. This action may have consequences. Choose. Toggle on. Choose. Keep. Choose. Tell her what you choose. Toggle on. Conspiracy. You tell her what you know. You tell her about the Prime's letter and the hidden folder, plus Siren's reaction to your discovery. She nods and looks satisfied. Speaker A, thank you. This will potentially be enough. I've had my suspicions that Siren was collecting information for one of the six for some time now. Speaker A, knowing Moan is involved is somewhat concerning, but that's for the Prime to deal with. I'll let him know how helpful you've been. Speaker A, my name is Keelia, by the way. I'm the Prime's personal assistant.
Okay.
Speaker A, come to my office when you're ready to be discharged. I don't think Siren will be available to sign your paperwork today.
Personal assistant, huh? Oh boy.
An attribute has changed. Charm encounter, almost finished, has become charm encounter, done. You've picked up a peril. House Moan will know you spoke to the Prime's assistant.
Ah, too bad.
Finish the day. Your internship is completed. Choose, toggle, choose. Toggle on hub expressionism. Siren is your guide. Different paper lock. Find lock. Returned lock. See if Siren needs lock. Finished at choose. Toggle finished at last. Your internship is completed. Collect your discharge papers and leave. Take care of any unfinished business before you go. Choose.
All right, so we are almost done with this. Like I said, I'm gonna wrap this up at the end of chapter one. So bear with me for just a little while longer.
10:27. Toggle on choose. Toggle on. Time to go.
Okay, yeah, it's almost 10:30. So this will be a bit of a longer demo.
It's been an eventful day, and you're ready to get on with your own life.
That's right.
You head to Keely's office to collect your discharge papers. Siren never returned to work after his outburst. You have the impression that's permanent. Speaker A, thank you for your help. I know this was a lot to get involved with on your first day back to life. Speaker A, I'm supposed to give you a voucher for some equipment. You can collect it on your way out. It should be nicer than that jumpsuit. Speak array. Hopefully the rest of your life goes smoothly.
We can hope.
That's likely too much to expect from the city. And now, however, you have what you need in order to leave.
Yeah, that's another glitch. It's supposed to say or now, I believe. Concatenated voices are not perfect, as I'm sure you know.
Toggle on. That's like you take your paperwork and leave the Prime's office behind you, ready at last to move forward with your own machinations.
They are not perfect for now. That may change down the road, but yeah.
Encounter complete. Here's the breakdown of your positive results. You've learned a secret. The Prime is planning something. Here's the breakdown of your negative results. You've picked up a blight. You were caught snooping. You've completed an objective. It can be reviewed via the objective screen.
Actually, maybe I should stop here.
You've received a piece of equipment. Charm engram. You've received a piece of equipment. Eloquence bracelet. You've received a piece of equipment. Speech slate MK1. You've received a piece of equipment. Silver tongue sonata. Your new gear will be equipped for you now, but pay attention to future items to improve your stats. Inventory can be accessed by clicking, tapping on icons in the status tray.
Yeah, so you press I to access your inventory.
To use the inventory, tap, click on category tabs, then interact with items in the left pane to equip. Tap or click on the equipped items in the right tab to take them off. Return to the rebirthing facility. You've completed your internship. Now it's time to be released. Choose.
Yeah, you know what? I think I'm gonna stop here. But if I hit I...
Inventory.
And if you right and left arrow...
Equip your collected items on the left side, and equip worn items on the right.
Down arrow.
Soundtracks inventory tab. Equip engram, charm engram, body plus one, charm plus one. Equip bracelet, eloquence bracelet, vigor plus two, charm plus one.
Yeah, if I right arrow here...
Equip
left arrow,
charm engram, body
down
plus
arrow.
Equip tablet, speech slate, equipped engram, charm engram, equip tablet, speech slate MK1, mind plus one, charm plus one. Equip soundtrack, silver tongued sonata, mind plus two, charm plus two.
So I think you can navigate through these tabs and press enter to take things off. If I press enter here.
Equip soundtrack, equip tablet, equip soundtrack, none.
See, now I've taken that off.
Equip bracelet, eloquent profile tab, secrets and perils tab.
If you go back up to the top and left and right arrow, you'll find these tabs.
Soundtracks inventory tab.
Press enter on the one you want.
Tablets inventory, bracelets engrams inventory tab.
Let's press enter here.
Charm engram, body plus one, equip tablet, speech slate MK1, mind plus, equipped engram, equip tablet, speech, equip tablet, none. Equipped engram, equip tablet, none. Charm engram, equipped engram, charm engram, body plus, equip tablet, none.
Wait, why didn't that work?
Charm engram, wristlet, inventory. Equip your collected item, soundtrack, tablets, inventory tab. Speech slate MK1, mind plus one, charm plus one.
Okay.
Restlets in speech slate MK, equip tablet. Speech slate MK1, mind plus one.
There we go.
Charm, equip tablet.
Yeah.
Speech
it says
slate MK1,
equipped.
Mind, equip tablet. Speech slate restlets in tablets inventory tab. Speech slate MK1, mind plus one, equip tablet. Speech slate MK1, mind plus one, equipped engram. Choose.
Yeah. Okay, so that's how that works. It's a little tricky to master, but once you do, I think you'll get the idea. And like I said, those will boost your different stats, which are used in probability-based encounters, which you will encounter later on. But yeah, I think I'm going to stop here because I could keep going, but it's a very long story. And, yeah, there's a lot of choices and it would be very difficult to play this through completely. And, but yeah, so, hopefully you've gotten a good idea. Let me see if I can save actually. So if I hit escape.
Option, return to save slash load, return to the main menu.
Yes, you can go back to the menu.
Save slash load game.
Let's save.
Saved games menu. Auto saves. Save in slot 3. Save in slot 1. Save in slot 2. Load from slot 1.
Alright, we have saved.
Load from autosave slot.
And
saved games menu.
It does autosave periodically.
Choose.
So you can do that too. So, yeah, I'm going to...
Options menu. Return to the main menu. New game. Quit.
I'm going to quit.
Audacity. Track of you. Recording.
And I am recording. So, yeah, that is the game. And, you know, hopefully this gives you an idea as to how this works. There's a little more to play through in Chapter 1. There's one more scene. And I believe you get Chapter 1 in the demo version. So if you like what you've heard, you may want to pick this up. The game is pretty cheap. I think you can get it for less than $20 if you would like. And I'll put a link to the website in the description. But yeah, that's going to do it for this one. It's an interesting concept. Not my favorite game, but you know, it's not bad. So, yeah, so you guys take care, and I will be back soon for something new. Bye.